This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome. Welcome indeed to the Daily Devotional and to this Daily Devotional special series that I'm doing on Psalm 103. And today we arrive at verse 5, but let's just remind ourselves of what verse 4 says, because verse 4 was so powerful. In actual fact, I think the whole of this particular psalm is powerful, but it said this: He redeems me from death. He has bought me back from death. He has purchased me from death. And he crowns me with love and tender mercies. Ugh. Now we come to this one, verse 5. Listen to this. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is renewed like the eagles. How perfect is that? How perfect is that when you get past middle age and you are looking at old age, it's knocking on your door. When the hair starts to go grey, when the knees don't work like they used to, when the body doesn't want to do anything, it doesn't want to do what you want it to do, you read a verse like this: My youth is renewed like the eagles. Just think about that. David is declaring this. Do you realize, he is saying, what God Almighty, my Heavenly Father, is doing for me? And David is saying, if he can do it for me, believe you me, he can do it for you, and he will do it for you. Sometimes, you know, I wake up in the morning and I feel so tired. I feel so downcast and jaded because old age is creeping in. And I need to hear those words that my youth is being renewed like the eagles. I want to take you very briefly to another scripture, and you'll find this in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 30. Verse 30 says, Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Oh, Jesus, thank you. And then verse 31 declares, But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength, will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Beloved, listen today. Listen right now to the Word of God. I'm not making this up. This isn't David finding some lovely words to say and thinking, you know, I can encourage them by saying these words. They come straight out of my head. But no. These words come out of the Holy Scripture. They come from the Holy Bible. They are rhema words. They are words that live. Have you never heard Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding, says the prophet Isaiah. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Say that with me. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on eagles. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, I am sure that David was referring to scripture when he was talking this way. He said in verse 4, he redeems me from death. And we looked at Isaiah, the 43rd chapter right there, and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. And I hear you say, but why do bad things happen to me? It's a very, very good question. Why do bad things happen to you? Let me try and explain why. Because we are in a battle. We are soldiers in the army of God. We are in a constant battle against principalities, against powers. And that is why we wear the full armor of God. All you've got to do is go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and start reading from verse 10 and put on the full armor of God. And then, beloved, you are fully protected to go into battle. There have been times when I've been doing stuff and I've been working for God really hard, really diligently, and suddenly I had been in floods of tears. I drove home one day in floods of tears and I had no idea why. And I said to the Lord, what is going on, Father? And he simply said to me, David, my son, my child, you are a casualty of war. And that was because I went into battle, and I knew I did. I knew I was in a battle against principalities and against powers. I knew I was in a battle, and I was not fully protected. I needed to put on the full armor of God and renew it and make sure it was on firmly before I went into battle, but I did not. And therefore God said, you are a casualty of war. Beloved, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to fight the good fight. But I can hear you saying to me, I am so tired. I do not have the strength to fight. But the Bible is telling us right now, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. I love the version that says, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And as we work diligently in this battle for the Lord and for what he wants us to do, as we work diligently to battle against powers and principalities, as we battle the evil forces of darkness in our lives, as we battle that, he fills our life with good things. Our youth is renewed like the eagles because we trust in him. Because we make that commitment and that decision that, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I am going to trust you and I am going to obey you, and I am going to follow you forward and upward and upward and forward. And yes, Lord, I will forgive those that have hurt me that I have kept inside and I have refused to forgive. And yes, Lord, today I will release them into forgiveness. How will I do that? I will release them into forgiveness with my will because I trust you, Father, to look out for my emotion. I trust you, Lord, that you will be with me as I worship you in spirit and in truth. Beloved, right there, right at that moment, I was praying on your behalf because I believe you feel you don't have the strength to pray. I was praying on your behalf, and I will continue to pray on your behalf. I will continue to stand in the gap for you, beloved, because you need me to right now. And I will declare this, yes, Lord, I will trust in your name. And yes, Lord, I have faith to know that I will find new strength. Yes, Lord, I declare now I will soar high on wings like eagles. I will run and not grow weary. Father, I will walk and not grow faint. I was saying it on your behalf. And I believe now that something miraculous is taking place. I believe now, in Jesus' name, as you're listening to this daily devotional, that you can feel strength flooding into your body. I feel in Jesus' name that the weakness is leaving. I believe you can stand up and say these words, yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I will fight. Yes, Lord. I will fight against the principalities and the powers of this evil world. And yes, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. And yes, Lord, I love you and I honor you. And yes, Lord, I worship you in spirit and in truth. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Yeshua.